This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Earlier on, we were talking about Airbnb is a market that's apparently on the up and up. So we're looking at how you can take advantage of that right here on Property Speaking. Philip Schoeman is here in the studio already.
So he's the broker and owner of Remax. Good morning, Philip. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good. If we take Cape Town out of the equation, is the Airbnb market doing as well as we think in South Africa? We know how it's doing in Cape Town, but generally in South Africa.
Yes, it is doing very well.
Uh-huh.
But there's a very important caveat, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Certain pockets do perform better than others, other areas really don't have that much draw. It's actually a myth that Airbnb will always outperform, long-term rentals or month-to-month kind of rentals, your traditional style.
Mm-hmm.
Location and proximity or, to attractions are very important.
Uh-huh.
Security and building rules, because a lot of complexes don't allow for short-term letting, and then consistent occupancy. A lot of clients don't take into account there will be dips in your occupancy, and then also their level of tolerance for involvement.
Mm-hmm.
How much time are you willing to spend? I mean, yeah. Some of the best operators I know, their phone rings off the hook, and if you don't do it like that, you probably won't be successful.
Sure. So, say for example, if I have one property, for example, in Bendor or in Midrand, do you think, am I better off getting a month-to-month tenant, or is it worth it to leave it vacant and make it available for Airbnb use?
So, yeah. So, there's three things that come into play. Your appetite for risk.
Okay.
Your cash flow needs, to service your current bond. And then your involvement level. How much time are you willing to invest?
Hmm.
Month-to-month offers you less management headaches and lower costs. Ideally, if you want a steady cash flow. Airbnb can generate higher income if occupancy is strong, but your income is inconsistent. And you've got to take it over the long term, to kind of calculate whether you're making it or not.
Mm.
From my experience, first-time investors often underestimate the costs of cleaning linen, the cost of cleaning the flat.
Yeah, when people have been there for the weekend or whatever, and before yes. You're preparing for other ones to come through, yeah.
Management time or fees also not taken into consideration. Furnishing and maintenance wear and tear.
Sure.
Your TV's getting stolen, that kind of thing. And periods of zero occupancy. For instance, currently in Polokwane, there's the drop in demand is evident.
For Airbnbs?
Yeah. January is usually a tough
and Feb?
Month.
I was thinking because of Valentine's, but people might just, I don't know.
That's one day.
Oh, yeah.
People don't take off a week and come and stay in your Airbnb for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
So, certain pockets do perform well, but in Polokwane, it's more event-driven and seasonal demand. One thing to consider is if you're not making at least 25% to 30% more, on your Airbnb, then it's not worth the time and effort. Now, for that to happen, often you need to have a 70% to 80% occupancy, and that means you need to be a strong operator.
Yeah.
Most people who try and run it as a sideline hustle will find themselves at the mercy of Booking.com or Airbnb's website. And these oaks actually control the market.
Sure. So, and also the pricing there gets a bit tricky, right?
Yeah, well, they dictate to you a drop in your pricing, and they run ads to keep you busy. And they promote the smaller, newer entrant. They want more service providers listing, because that overall gives a better quality service from mm-hmm. them as a website.
All right. So, as we wrap up, let's look at some of the mistakes to avoid for property owners who have turned their homes into Airbnbs.
Yeah, so ignoring some of the mistakes that these people make
uh-huh.
is ignoring body corporate rules and zoning rules, as we've discussed.
Yes.
overestimating your occupancy and they're basing it on, you know,
it's called faith. Season. It's called faith.
You know, people should have faith in other things sometimes. You know, and they overestimate their own ability.
Yeah.
This is a common mistake throughout.
Sure.
Everyone overestimates their own ability.
Yeah. Well,
Your pricing strategy is also, you know, very important. You've got to negotiate with the client. You've got to listen to what they're looking for.
Okay.
And then you've got to be a solutions kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I only have one room available tonight, but I've got one room there and one room there from other service providers mm-hmm. in the network. You know, a lot of people cut corners on, you know, the quality of the furnishings. So that means you'll have bad reviews. That means you won't have return clients.
Mm.
And that's what you're kind of thriving on, because that's where you make money, where Booking.com does not take 22%.
Yes.
You know, so if you're renting out, if you're lucky enough for R1,000 a night, you're going to pay $200 for, you know, for their fee.
Mm.
So now you're making $800 and you still got to deliver the hotel quality service.
Sure. All right, we'll leave your conversation here for today, but it's quite an interesting one. I think we'll stretch it for next week as well, bring it something quite more interesting. If you are interested in the Airbnb conversation, stay tuned for when Philip Schumann comes back again next week on Property Speaking to extend this conversation. For now, though, Philip, thank you so much. That's broker and owner of Remax, Philip Schumann.
Thanks, guys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.